Well, I find it a knee-jerk approach, and it's almost laughable. I mean, there's no changes. It's the old, same old people who have been repositioned or moved. I mean, there's no major change. And I see that the way of assuaging the fears of the population, because the police service has come under a barrage of criticism, and I'm sure this is just an exercise to get the people to think that something is being done about it. But there are fundamental issues with the police service. I mean, right from the leadership to the command structure, to the recruitment process, to the training process, and a whole lot of it, to the enumeration, etc. These are legitimate issues we have to address. It goes beyond just proving officers and think you are doing something about the situation. So I don't think it's going to change much. And so we address issues, logistics of the police, even if you're on traffic patrol duties, or if you are managing traffic, you should be armed to the extent that you should be able to confront any emerging unforeseen security threat that comes your way.
The police also noted that they will be working with the armed forces to curb crime. What do you make of this move?
Well, it has been happening in the past already. We have joined patrols in the night, and it has been pretty effective. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it as an interim measure, because I don't want a situation where we'll be tempted to think the police cannot do their job, and so the military would come and take over the work of the police. No. Once we address the menacing challenges by the police, we should be able to get the
Mr. Sani said personnel who are recruited into the service must be screened thoroughly to ensure that they have no criminal background.
Recently, we had an issue with some police recruits at the training school who were asked to go home because the certificates they provided were not correct. They were fake. So if we are not able to get in touch with their alma mater to confirm the authenticity of their certificates, how can we go to their communities and get to do some proper background checks about potential recruits, whether they've been involved in any gang violence or drug-related violence? In Western jurisdictions, even common traffic infractions would demand that, you know, you don't qualify to enter the security service.
Mr. Sani also shared his thoughts on the root causes of armed robbery.
The factors contributing to all this is quite multifaceted. It's a combination of some socioeconomic and geopolitical deficits in our society, and that would include youth unemployment, and that would also include the lack of certain social interventions targeted at the most vulnerable groups in our society, like unemployed youth, those that are drug-related or gang-related, ex-convicts. You know, we have ex-convicts after serving their 10, we ask them to go back to their communities. And when they go, their expectations are not well met. They resort to their old ways. We have social interventions that would give them some level of closure. I mean, all of these is absent, and that is what is increasing to the spirit of the country. We can also talk about the geopolitical dynamics of the country, where you have thousands of youth moving to urban areas in a search for greener pastures. And when they come to these urban dwellings and their expectations are not met, they resort to land guards, which is usually a precursor to more serious security, more serious crimes committed.
Security analyst Adif Sani talking to Cynthia Boateng.